Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into The World According to Star Wars by Cass R. Sunstein, a profound exploration of the cultural, social, and political implications of the Star Wars saga. This book isn't just for fans of the series. It's a thoughtful analysis of how pop culture shapes our understanding of the world around us. Sunstein, a distinguished Harvard professor and seasoned government advisor, draws not only from his deep academic roots, but also his appreciation of Star Wars to explore how the films reflect and influence modern issues of identity, governance, and ethics. From dissecting the role of fate and free will in the saga, to examining how these films have shaped generational attitudes toward politics and power, Sunstein demonstrates that Star Wars is more than just entertainment. This insightful read is perfect for Star Wars enthusiasts, eager to see their favorite movies in a new light, creative minds interested in the power of pop culture trends, and scholars of political theory seeking to understand how narratives contribute to societal frameworks. Don't miss this engaging look at one of the most beloved franchises in film history through the lens of profound academic insight. The World According to Star Wars: What Star Wars Can Teach Us About the World We Live In. Introduction. Explore the universe with Star Wars. You might not consider yourself a Star Wars aficionado, but odds are you recognize the emblematic sounds of lightsabers clashing and Darth Vader's ominous breathing. These symbols have permeated global culture, making their way into everything from casual conversation to academic discourse. But beyond its cinematic allure, Star Wars offers a lens through which we can explore real-world dynamics and philosophies. This iconic saga, crafted in a period of societal upheaval during the late 1970s, provided an essential escape for audiences worldwide. Amid economic uncertainties and political tensions, the Star Wars universe offered not just escapism, but a space to wrestle with the big questions around destiny, power, and morality. Much more than mere entertainment, Star Wars mirrors the complexities of world religions and philosophies, presenting a tapestry of themes from redemption and sacrifice to the significance of free will. At its core, the saga advocates for the profound notion of choice, the bedrock of freedom. Each character's journey underscores a universal truth: our actions and decisions shape the galaxies of our own lives. So let's dive into the narrative depths of this beloved galaxy and discover what insight Star Wars holds for us here and now in our own part of the universe. Part 1: Demystifying the Creation of Star Wars and the Myth of Instant Perfection. It's hard to imagine a pop culture landscape without Star Wars. With its iconic characters and memorable lines, the saga feels timeless, almost as if it emerged fully formed from the mind of its creator, George Lucas. Yet, the reality of its creation is much more grounded and iterative, offering a powerful lesson on the nature of creativity. In the early 1970s, long before the world was introduced to Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, and Han Solo, George Lucas envisioned a movie influenced by themes of alien heroism and human villainy. This initial concept is miles apart from the eventual plot that captivated millions worldwide. In fact, the first drafts of what would become A New Hope had little resemblance to the final product. Lucas labored over 4 distinct drafts, refining and reimagining the narrative until the pieces fell into place. The journey didn't stop there. The Star Wars saga, spread across multiple trilogies, was not meticulously plotted from the outset. Significant plot twists, such as Darth Vader being Luke's father and the revelation of Luke and Leia as twins, were not preconceived, but arose from collaborative brainstorming and continuous script revisions. This iterative process was highlighted when Lucas shared insights with the writing team of the TV show Lost. He emphasized that even as the first movie hit theaters, the future direction of the saga remained ambiguous. The lesson here is clear: Creative foresight is more myth than reality. Rather than being a flash of complete insight, creativity is often a slow burn, emerging from a process of exploration, uncertainty, and gradual refinement. Star Wars, then, stands not only as a monument of cultural significance, but also as a testament to the evolving nature of artistic creation. Part 2. The timely allure of Star Wars and the social phenomenon of popularity. When the first Star Wars film premiered in 1977, no one could have anticipated its monumental success. Contrary to expectations, many of those involved with its production were bracing for a box office flop. However, the film's release coincided with a unique cultural moment that contributed enormously to its impact. The late 1970s in the United States were characterized by a palpable sense of gloom. The assassinations of prominent leaders had left the nation in mourning. Economic recession loomed large, and geopolitical tensions exacerbated public unease. Amidst this atmosphere, Star Wars emerged as a beacon of escapism, providing audiences with an opportunity to immerse themselves in a universe where the distinction between heroes and villains was refreshingly clear-cut. The simplicity and clarity of this narrative resonated widely, offering beleaguered audiences a chance to rally around a shared positive experience. The fantastical elements, grand space battles, quirky droids, and the mystique of the Force served as perfect counterpoints to the prevailing societal challenges. Moreover, the film tapped into a fundamental human tendency, the desire to be part of a larger communal narrative. This phenomenon, known as a cascade of popularity, explains how initial waves of enthusiasm can amplify an item's appeal simply because others find it appealing. This dynamic, similar to the network effect observed with platforms like Facebook, underpins why popular things often grow more popular. People gravitate towards what others embrace, enhancing an item's overall value within a community. This principle has kept the Star Wars franchise thriving for decades. Each new release, announcement, or even a trailer becomes a communal event. When the trailer for Star Wars: The Force Awakens debuted, its record-breaking 88 million views in the first 24 hours reflected not just interest in the film, but an ongoing collective eagerness to be part of the enduring Star Wars phenomenon. The saga, therefore, continues to fascinate not merely as a series of films, but as a shared cultural legacy that millions wish to be connected to time and again. Part 3. The enduring allure of Star Wars, a tapestry of interpretations. The Star Wars saga, with its deep narrative and complex characters, has been watched and rewatched by generations, leading to a rich diversity of interpretations that keep fans coming back for more. For many, Star Wars serves as a Christian allegory. Consider the trajectory of Anakin Skywalker. From his immaculate conception to his rise, fall, and ultimate redemption, much like the biblical narratives of fall and salvation, this Christ-like arc is completed when he sacrifices himself to save his son, embodying themes of redemption and atonement. Additionally, the dark side of the Force, much like the biblical temptation of sin, lures Anakin with promises of power and immortality, echoing the allure of forbidden fruit. Alternatively, Star Wars can be viewed through a Buddhist lens. The resemblance of Yoda to depictions of Buddha is not merely superficial. His teachings about using the Force emphasize detachment from desire and personal gain, mirroring Buddhist principles aimed at overcoming suffering. Yoda's guidance to Luke, warning that fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering, parallels the Buddha's teachings on the path to alleviate suffering through ethical living and mindful awareness. This Buddhist perspective is further explored in The Dharma of Star Wars by Matthew Bortolin, which draws direct comparisons between the Jedi path and Buddhist practices. On the darker side, some fans propose a more cynical interpretation that questions the traditional dichotomy of good versus evil portrayed in the saga. In this view, the governance by Emperor Palpatine is seen as a form of order and stability, suggesting that the chaos the rebels introduce could actually represent a disruptive force. This interpretation invites viewers to reconsider who truly maintains balance in the galaxy, flipping the narrative to see the Empire as a stabilizing, if authoritarian, regime, and the Jedi as agents of chaos. Each of these perspectives not only underscores the complexity and richness of the Star Wars narrative, but also demonstrates why it remains a cultural phenomenon. Its ability to be reinterpreted through various philosophical and ethical lenses ensures that Star Wars continues to engage and provoke thought across different audiences, sustaining its relevance and fascination over time. Part 4, Star Wars and the Mirror of Real-World Politics and Cascading Rebellions. Star Wars, beyond its interstellar escapades and mythic narratives, also serves as a fascinating allegory for real-world politics and the complexities of rebellion. The saga adeptly mirrors events and mechanisms that we recognize in our own socio-political landscapes, making its stories resonate on a deeper, more universal level. Consider Star Wars, Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. The film opens by plunging us into a political crisis, with the Galactic Senate in disarray as numerous solar systems threaten to secede from the Republic. This scenario isn't just a backdrop for epic battles, it's a detailed look at how discontent within a political entity can escalate into full-blown secession, mirroring historical and contemporary political struggles around the globe. This unfolding crisis exemplifies a cascade effect in the realm of political rebellion. As a few systems begin to withdraw, their actions influence others, resulting in a domino effect that spreads dissent rapidly across the galaxy. This phenomenon is not unique to the Star Wars universe. Similar cascades can be observed in real-world scenarios, where a single event or a few initial participants can trigger widespread movements or revolutions. Drawing a parallel with real-world politics, one can look at the 2008 US presidential election. Barack Obama's campaign benefited enormously from a positive cascade effect, where his growing popularity attracted more donors and supporters, fueling a self-reinforcing cycle of success. Conversely, the 2015 campaign of Republican candidate Scott Walker illustrates a negative cascade effect. After being labeled a loser, perceptions about his viability changed rapidly among donors, leading to a swift and discouraging decline in support. These examples underline the importance of primary elections in the US political system, where the initial momentum, or the lack thereof, can significantly influence a candidate's prospects. Just like in Star Wars, these primaries can act as the spark that defines the trajectory of a political campaign, setting off either a positive or negative cascade that shapes the future. Through weaving these intricate political narratives, Star Wars does more than entertain. It offers a lens through which we can explore and understand the mechanics of human behavior and societal changes, making the saga enduringly relevant and compelling. Part 5, The Core Message of Star Wars, The Significance of Choice. Star Wars, a saga that has captured the imaginations of millions, carries a profound message that resonates globally despite its distinct American roots. Created by George Lucas during a tumultuous period in American history marked by the Cold War, the aftermath of Vietnam, and the Watergate scandal, the series offers a deep meditation on the concept of freedom and the weighty cost of choices. In the 1970s, as America grappled with its identity and moral compass, Lucas presented a narrative that mirrored these national dilemmas. Star Wars posits a universe where the battle between freedom and tyranny mirrors the real-world conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union, the latter often perceived during the Cold War as an evil empire. Through the lens of the Galactic Empire and the Rebel Alliance, Lucas explores how societies and individuals navigate the complex interplay of power, integrity, and governance. Yet, at the heart of Star Wars is the theme of personal choice and its far-reaching consequences. The characters are often faced with critical decisions that test their values and resolve. These choices are not just about political allegiances, but also personal growth and sacrifice. Take, for example, Anakin Skywalker, whose journey embodies the fraught path of choice and consequence. Leaving his mother to become a Jedi, Anakin steps onto a path filled with potential and peril. His decisions ultimately lead him towards a tragic transformation into Darth Vader, underscoring the series' stark reflection on how personal choices can lead to profound loss and change. Star Wars thus challenges viewers to reflect on the notion that while we may seek freedom, the choices we make in its pursuit can have monumental consequences. It portrays the dualities within each character and the constant tension between the easier paths and those laden with moral struggles. Through its epic narrative, Star Wars not only entertains, but also provides a canvas reflecting our struggles with choice and freedom, prompting us to consider the delicate balance of forces within our own lives and the broader societal fabric. Final summary. The journey behind and within the Star Wars saga illuminates several truths about creativity, interpretation, and societal dynamics. Foremost, the narrative of its creation reminds us that true creativity is an evolving process. No artist, not even someone as visionary as George Lucas, starts with a complete and finished blueprint. Instead, creativity is largely experimental, shaped by feedback and evolving insight, a stark reminder that in art, as in life, adaptation and response play critical roles. Furthermore, once a creation is released into the world, its interpretation and the impact it generates are shaped by the audience's perceptions and the cultural context. Star Wars' massive influence underscores how popularity often works like a wave, propelled by initial positive receptions and growing as more people engage, each wanting to be part of a shared cultural moment. Moreover, Star Wars serves as a mirror, reflecting various aspects of real-world issues, particularly the nature of politics and the dynamics of rebellion. These narratives draw intriguing parallels with real historical events and contemporary societal challenges, showing how art can offer insights into the mechanisms of human societies. At its core, however, Star Wars champions the profound theme of choice. Amidst cosmic battles and intergalactic politics, individual decisions, ranging from Anakin's tragic choices to Luke's heroic stand, underscore the saga's fundamental message: freedom of choice is paramount. The saga teaches us that each decision we make not only defines our paths, but also weaves the larger tapestry of our lives and communities. In conclusion, Star Wars is much more than a space opera. It is a richly layered meditation on creativity, interpretation, societal dynamics, and the human condition, anchored in the timeless message that our choices shape our destinies. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.